How you doing, everybody? Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's just another day on the internet, isn't it? It's just a lovely day. I guess some crazy things have happened. We're going to talk about it. I have with me, of course, the great Bryson Gray. Welcome back to the show, buddy.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Dude, it is good to have you back. It's been a while. You actually drove all the way to join me in studio a couple of months ago now, huh? Like 4 months ago? Jeez.
Yes, sir. I would have did it again, but I'm in the content house and
it's like nine-hour drive.
Yeah, it's a nine-hour drive, and I said, no, sir.
What? You're not going to drive 9 hours to join me in studio? What up?
What's funny is if we like planned it, I would have did it because it's like it would have been a nice road trip. Like just off the rip. 9 hours, you got to prepare yourself mentally for that.
That's true. I mean, hey, you're always welcome to drive out here. So, you know, feel free.
Yes, sir.
So we got some fun subjects to talk about today. My goodness. So Columbia University, I don't know how many people have heard about this. They're hosting 6 separate graduation ceremonies based on race. That's right. They are segregating their students based on race and income level. And ethnicities, which I don't really know what the isn't race and ethnicity kind of the is it different? I don't know. But yeah, we're going to rip into that. And then we're going to talk about this whole migration issue at the border, which Biden claims it's not a problem, but it's very, very much an issue that no one seems to be talking about. And they're just like, yeah, you know, well, there's some people talking about it, like me and some other more conservative Twitter people, but. We'll see. And then we're going to talk about this whole green screen thing. All right. And I asked you and you haven't seen it yet, nope. Which is kind of cool because I'm going to show it to everybody here. So I don't know how many people know this. The internet's going nuts right now because Joe Biden walked out and did like a little tiny question and answer thing to the reporters before getting on the helicopter in front of the White House. And they're claiming that it was some sort of green screen because of the way that the mic looked and I don't know. So we're going to analyze it together and we're going to watch the different videos. There's different angles and we're going to try to decide for ourselves. And to be honest, I mean, I talked to Tim and he actually posted this thing about it. And so he thinks it's BS. He thinks that there's no green screen, but we'll get into it. All right. So let's first and foremost, we got to get into this article here. Check this out. So Columbia University hosting 6 separate graduation ceremonies based on income level, race, and ethnicities. Segregation is back, everyone. It's back, and it's woke now. So it's okay. It's okay to be segregated based on our race, even though they fought for a long time to, you know, get rid of that. It's kind of nuts. Check us out. Let's see. New York City School's website details graduation ceremonies for Native, Asian, Latinx. Even though that in itself, no Latino person wants that. They're like, that's racist. Stop using that term, please. Anyway, and Black students taking place for Columbia College, Columbia Engineering, and General Studies and Barnard College at the end of April. Another dubbed FLI graduation is for first generation or low income community. The school is also hosting a Lavender graduation for the LGBTIAQ plus. What is the I, A, and Q stand for?
No, they're making them up at this point.
Every single time I see that, there's another letter added onto that. I'm not making fun of it. It's just a simple fact that I don't understand how they keep adding.
I am making fun of it because it is odd.
You can. The Q I thought was the ones that wasn't strictly defined. So LGBTQ is like, that's it. Like, why? Okay. Anyway, I digress. Due to coronavirus restrictions, the ceremonies will take place online. It's unclear when the separate ceremonies were announced, but Sunday was the deadline for nominating individuals for Columbia College, Columbia Engineering, General Studies for the Multicultural Affairs Graduation Course. Columbia University did not immediately respond. What a surprise. The university on Tuesday issued a statement on Twitter regarding the graduation ceremonies, saying the events exist in addition to, not instead of, university-wide commencement and individual school class days and are voluntary and open to every student. So does that mean that they are, I'm not sure what exactly are they trying to say there. They're saying that, oh, no, there's the regular ceremony that everyone can attend. But if you want to feel special, we will allow that for the victims out there, right? Because really it is. If you're a minority, you're a victim in this world.
My question is, where is the graduation specifically for the white folk? I didn't see that one in the article. Am I lost? Hello?
You know what? Let's see. I don't. No. They get to go to the regular ceremony, which I guess is for white folks. Well, no.
So,
regular ceremonies is for everyone. Now they have special. Let's see again for the LGBT community, the first generation or low income community, Native Asian, Latinx, and Black students. That's it. Those are the
So just regular white people don't get their own. This is just discrimination at its finest. It seems like to me, I'm lost.
I mean, you got a good point. I mean, this seems pretty racist.
That's what I'm saying. Let's be honest here.
It's racist. It is. They're segregating us, and then only the minorities get segregated out. And it's like, why does that sound familiar? What is familiar about? Oh, is that not what it was like 60, 70 years ago when segregation was a thing, when there was a whites only drinking fountain? We're regressing. We're going back to that. Identity politics. You know what? They want us divided, man.
Of course they do. They just want to control it, and they want to be racist towards white people. That's what it's about now. And it's usually these liberal white people who are the ones orchestrating all of this.
Yep. So
which makes it more funny within itself. All of this what they call it, white guilt, rubbing feet, Black Lives Matter hats on, and all that. This is insane.
This is crazy. Oh, here, let's check this out. So further down in the article, it says, they continue, these events are important, intimate, and welcoming spaces for students aligned with these groups to come together to celebrate their achievements if they wish. The university wrote in a tweet, they are organized in tandem with students and student groups. Columbia's university-wide commencement ceremony will be held April 30th. Last month, Young America's Foundation flagged a whites-only caucus event scheduled to take place at Elon University. It was intended to give white people a space to learn about and process their awareness of and complicity in unjust systems without harming their friends of color, according to an email distributed by the university. Okay, so not only do they not get their own... Okay, wait. So there was an attempt to have a whites-only caucus, as they put it, to tell them how being white is bad, and they weren't even allowed to do that. I'm not even sure what's going on anymore.
I'm about to buy a White Lives Matter shirt. It's complete.
Wait, you don't have one anymore?
I thought I ordered one, but it never came. No,
I knew you were saying something about getting one.
Yeah, I said I was gonna get one. I haven't got it yet, but I have a straight pride shirt. So next, I gotta get me a White Lives Matter shirt and sport that around. I'm gonna definitely be called a COON for that one.
I mean, I just picture a shirt that just says Lives Matter, and then just that has all of the different races and just crossed all of them out. Because I mean, just lives matter, man. Either they do or they don't. Either they all do or none of them do. And it's like, even better, instead of crosses, it just says no over each race. No, 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 no lives matter. Nothing. You got to earn everything. Earn your keep.
This is what happens when you give people an inch in every aspect, even if you just name off what they just named. First off, Latinx. What is that, bro?
I don't know. That's what some white liberal coined that, didn't they? They're like,
yes.
It's so inclusive.
And I'm telling you, white people are orchestrating this. It's so funny because white liberals think, you know, matter of fact, USA Today called me a white nationalist. So, I mean, that's odd. Yeah, you guys see the article about white nationalism, and I was on a cover. It was very interesting. Yeah,
you used your picture.
Yeah, you know, your favorite white nationalist. You know, and what's funny is all these are usually done by white liberals, and people don't realize that white liberals literally think they know what's best for you.
Yes.
And
yes,
I know they do because they DM me and say, "Bryson, I'm white. I know. Trust me. Just listen." Listen to me, Bryson. I know what's best.
Listen, all right? Listen, you're clearly in the wrong. We know that we're superior. That's Wait, what?
Listen, this is proof. That's why I try to do segregation, because they think they know what's best. Like, yeah. This is, come on now.
They're proving it. They don't even realize it. They don't see that they are actually proving it themselves every time they open their mouth to try to tell someone like you, look, they know better. Look, what? How? Well,
this is how they feel. This is that the article you just read just proved it. They even tried to do a fake white only, a whites only one, and that guy rejected. Yeah. And it's like, bro, white people need to start a white only club.
See, I disagree, because that is playing to their going low. And it's like, I refuse, because I will not be defined by my race. No one's going to convince me to do that. You and I, we're cool, man. I love your vibe is awesome. We vibe really well. I don't think about your skin color, because we vibe and we're cool. That doesn't come into play with, you know, our friendship. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you're cool. You support me. I support you. It's like, period. Done.
So my first friend was white.
Awesome. But it's like, yeah. Is it because he was white? No.
No. Just
probably because he was a cool dude.
Well, here's the thing. We both grew up in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
And we just started hanging out because we were the same age. And maybe that's how humans operate.
Maybe less similar interests.
Yeah, similar interests. You know, maybe it's less about color and more just about where you, like, it's more about like where you live, who you grew up around, who you end up hanging with, the because it was all types of kids in our neighborhood, but they just end up being my best friend. They want you to think it's about race. I'm just sort of a person that's like, I like trolling sometimes. So they just did like a little white only event just to troll and allow black people in it that are conservatives with Trump hats on and stuff like that. I just think that'd be the funniest thing I've ever seen.
I'm sure there's people out there that would do that, but the thing is that's they would almost, I say they, all right, the people that are celebrating Columbia University doing this, those people would probably look at that and be like, proof, white supremacy exists.
Oh, of course.
See, Bryson is a white nationalist.
For like, sure. I embrace it already.
But you understand, they don't understand that it's literally the same thing. You can't have, you're having, okay, Native American, look, if you're Native American, by all means, celebrate your heritage. Like, that's fine. Like, to celebrate one's heritage is great. But when you are separating it all and segregating them based on race and then excluding a big portion of the populace, that is racism. I don't know how else to say it to these people. Like, they don't understand. They're fighting racism with racism and creating racism under the guise of fighting racism.
The problem with this is obviously a slippery slope, because that's how we're even here. Yeah. But the main problem with it is this: when does this end until people start canceling themselves? It's like it can't end, because now it's just this. You have to pander to everybody. You know, you have to pander to all of these groups that claim to be oppressed. And it's a never-ending thing. And then all these social media companies changing their guidelines to cater to this new never-ending circle of oppression. And now it never stops. It won't stop until nobody can say anything.
Right. Yeah, that's really the point. When will it end? Is there going to be a point where we go, okay, finally, we're all on an equal plane and we're all equal now. Cool. Cause like, that's where I would like to be. And I was even told that is racist. Someone who wants people to be equal, that in itself is white supremacy. That's what they're telling people. That's what they're convincing people now. And it's like, it won't end. It's not going to end. They need to be victims. They need to have something to be a victim for. And the only thing almost left nowadays is their skin color, which people fought for a long time to get rid of. It's spitting in the face of the people that have fought to end racism and segregation in the past. Period. It's spitting in their face. And it's sad to see.
I had a coworker before I started doing music, before I was able to do music full time. Thank everybody who supported me, by the way. But I had a coworker, his name was Frank. He's about late 70s or late 80s, something like that. Okay. He was actually still working. And when he was younger, he actually grew up, you know, in the times where there was like white fountains, black fountains, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he said the thing that gets him is not wanting, not people claiming to want equal playing fields, is that people didn't even seem this angry even then. He said, right. he said, how are people now so angry about something they've never experienced?
They think they have.
Yes.
They think they've experienced it because they've been told that that's the way society is. Movies, they have no clue.
Oh, come on. All of these oppression, slave movies, TV shows, your favorite celebrities. Yeah. Everybody tell you how bad things was, and you think you went through it yourself, but you got your grandmama and granddaddy who they themselves probably didn't go through much.
Yeah.
And they're telling you, even your parents. Let me tell you, I don't know how old people think things are. Your parents did not go through oppression unless your parents are like, had you when they was 60. I'm letting you know this right now. Your parents did not go through any heavy oppression. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But we're acting like we're the ones that were oppressed. And then now you're tossing in the LGBTITABC people in it. you got the Latinx, whatever the crap that means in it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yo, is that how you pronounce it? Latinx, Latinx, Lynx?
I honestly have no idea. I have no idea. I just see it. I think it's Latinx.
Latinx.
I don't know. Well, it's Latino, so Latinx. Latinx, maybe. I don't know. Latinx. All I know is anytime I've ever seen that word be used, the comments are like, I'm Latino and you can F off.
Usually.
That is racist. Stop using that term. Nobody likes it. That's all I see. And it's like, well, I mean, the Latino community is proud to be Latino. They're like, don't take that from us. We're cool. Keep us out of this thing here. Like, I get it
because literally the Spanish is literally based masculine. In gender. Yeah, masculine or feminine. Yeah,
that's true.
Latino. Yeah. Okay, I see what they're doing there. They're upset. Yeah. That doesn't help their point. Like, think about it. They literally changed the word definition to fit their life. Did you know? You know the original word of definition is literally just based on sex, right?
What of what?
The word gender.
Yeah.
The original definition is simply based on sex. It is the most simple. Yes. Like, they just changed the definition like less than 10 years ago.
Man.
And then when I bring it up to these leftists on Twitch when I be debating them, they say, why can't we change words? We change words all the time. We change definitions all the time. I'm like, yeah, okay. Great argument, kid.
You know, the Spanish government over in Spain, they said, we are not going to change our language because their whole language, Spanish, is gendered. There's masculine and feminine. And they're like, we're not changing our language.
That'd be dumb.
I was like, based. Based.
Facts. Why would you change? Like, bro, I don't know. People have lost their minds. I wish some of these Americans would take this energy to like somewhere like Africa or the Middle East and see what happens to them with that.
No. They don't want to deal with that. Same with why climate activists don't talk about China. They're like, whoa. We're worried about here. All right, we got to fix the problems here. Of course, when it comes to helping smaller communities in America, it's all backwards. They only care about what they're told to care about. Who are we kidding, right? It's ridiculous.
You know the funny thing is I brought up my first friend being white. His name was John. The funny thing is, based on our lives, I'm supposed to be the white guy because I grew up with both of my parents, which automatically means my parents had more income, which automatically means I had better things, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? We usually showed up to them because his mother grew up with my dad, and his parents he grew up in like a single parent house home, like going back and forth between father and mother houses, stuff like that.
Your dad did, or
no? John, my old wife.
Shout out to your dad, by the way.
Yeah, my dad. My first best friend John. He went through what people think all black people go through. You know what I'm saying? And it's like when people like when you look at it from things from the lens of color, you will eventually become irrational or eventually become illogical or eventually be ignorant because you're basing things off something that isn't real.
Right.
This is just a color. This is literally just a color, bro. This is not this. I'm sorry, but that's not an experience. Because if it was an experience, then why did I grow up with both my parents and, you know, and things of that nature? It's not reality.
Yeah, exactly. Well, their argument will be that's your reality, not my reality. Like, you know, there's different perspectives. There's different and they don't understand that that's true for literally everyone. Uh-huh. You know, it has again. They're trying to apply it to skin color when it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to just do with being a human being on this planet. Experiences. Life sucks. Life is hard. Life is challenging. Things happen that are terrible in this world that it will never change because some humans are evil and some humans aren't. And that the ability to be good or bad lies in everyone. And that has nothing to do with skin color. And they don't get that. It's funny how much they prove their own point wrong when they just open their mouth. Right?
True. There's good people that's bad and has nothing to do with color, bro. I know good and bad people of all types. Even on face value, bro, it isn't logical.
No,
it isn't. It just simply isn't. People try to force it to be logical, which is why when you talk to these people, they get very angry when you speak to them. When you try to say something to the black community on Twitter, they get super angry, and now you're a super coon or whatever words they want to use.
Have you been called a super coon?
Bro, the funniest one is, you know that the MAGA onesie I got?
You have a MAGA onesie.
Yeah. You didn't see the picture and Trump tweeted.
Trump tweeted your onesie.
Me and my girlfriend, we had the MAGA onesies, the matching MAGA onesies with the guns.
Oh my god! You ever see that picture? No, I missed that.
So yeah, I got this. It's like a pajama suit, basically. Make America Great Again on it, and we had the guns. And somebody posted a picture of me in the MAGA onesie and called me because it looked sort of like the Evil Knievel outfit. Okay. They called me Evil Knievel, and it was the funniest thing I've ever, like, I was dying. I was like, yo, that is hilarious.
they're trying to insult you and get you all raveled up, and you're just like, I don't care.
Bro, I'm sorry, but if anybody thinks they're going to make me mad on the internet, y'all have lost your mind. I literally laugh at all these things. Like, especially if you say a good joke, I am dying about it. It's like hilarious.
You know what? And I think most people don't want this segregation. I feel most people are over it and are like, this is not reality. These people are convinced, like you said, movies, media, they're convinced that this thing is so oppressive and ever present in everybody's lives, and it's just not. And you know what? This is a small. It's related to it. Voter ID. All right. They've been trying to push voter ID, which I'm all about. Voter ID. We should be. Look at this. Just look at
this article.
Yeah. Check this out. All right. So it says here: voters demand voter ID and reject weak Democratic substitute. Listen to this. An overwhelming majority of people, including Democrats, back a photo identification requirement to vote, a repudiation of Democratic legislation that would let people simply swear they are whom they say they are, which is bonkers. All right. As the Senate version, SB1 of the House approved for the People Act, HR1, was introduced today, as Rasmussen Report's survey found that 75% of people support photo ID laws, such as those requiring voters to present a valid driver's license or other government issues ID to receive a ballot. It has strong support among all partisans, a poll analysis reported. 89% of Republicans supported voter ID requirements, as do 60% of Democrats and 77% of voters not affiliated with either major party. At issue is the highly partisan legislation that would let voters present a sworn statement instead of a photo ID. Yes, I am exactly who I say I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, BS. Republicans believe that is an opening for fraud. Democrats believe that requiring voter IDs is discriminatory against minorities. And there it is. It's how.
So, I can tell you how.
Go ahead. Please explain it.
Let's just think logically here.
Yeah, yeah.
I grew up in the black community, okay?
Okay. All right.
The one thing I know for a fact It's just, there ain't much you can do without an ID. One of the main things is getting into a club, you know?
Yeah, you literally
cannot get into clubs and ID with that ID. And these clubs be packed to the brim, you hear me? So for starters, you can't be talking about black folk. That don't even make sense. You can try to twist the words and try to push it on black people and make dumb people think that voter ID laws are racist towards black people. But there's only one group you could even be potentially talking about. One.
Who?
Illegal immigrants.
Interesting.
That's it.
Who shouldn't be voting anyway?
They shouldn't even be here anyway. So there's only one group. You can't be talking about anybody else, because if you act like you're talking about anybody else, you're a liar. So you have to only be talking about the people that are not even supposed to be here in the first place.
It's ridiculous. It's like that's the Democrats saying minorities, they don't have the know-how to get IDs. That's supremacy. All right. That's the problem. That's racist. The Democrats are proving themselves the racist ones. And if you are logical, you know, like I feel both of us are, you know, we're very logical. We're looking at it. We're like, well, logically thinking, they're thinking minorities aren't able to get IDs, which is pretty bad. It's like, come on, Democrats. I mean, there was a comedian that went around to, I don't remember his name. He walked around the Bronx and Harlem in New York and just asked minorities that he saw, hey, do you have an ID? Some people say that it's racist that, you know, voting would require ID. And everybody was like, yeah, I got ID. It's like the first thing you get as becoming an adult. You get your driver's license or state ID. You can't, like you said, you can't do anything. You can't fly without an ID.
Nothing.
You can't go into a club. You can't buy alcohol. You can't buy cigarettes. You know, many different things on this list of just things you can't do without it. You can't get a bank account. It's like becoming an adult human requires getting an ID.
Requires an ID.
You need an ID to fly, to do all these things. Why wouldn't it? I mean, voting is huge, right? I mean, we gotta lock down voting and make it legit.
Bro, I used to go to the, like, before I turned my life to Christ, I used to literally club every single weekend,
word,
three times a week, all the time. And the poorest people being there from the lowest income hoods you can think of in High Point, North Carolina, or Greensboro, North Carolina, they all be there.
Yeah.
And unless you're a woman with a nice body shape, you're not getting in that club without an ID, bro.
Yeah.
So I know, for matter of fact, and all these people driving to go somewhere, you got to be driving to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Most people ain't driving without an ID. The only way you cannot have IDs is if you broke yours or lost it. But you're still, you know what I'm saying? I mean, outside of that, bro, these people are liars. Please, 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 if any liberals are even in the chat, I hope not, but if you are, stop believing this craziness. Stop thinking that voter ID laws is rate, like, shut up. How does it make sense?
It's insane. It's ridiculous. I mean, and then we got this guy who's coming in hot right now with dropping it like it's hot. Look at this. DeSantis will introduce new election integrity agenda to ban mass mail-in ballots and target ballot harvesters. This is what we need. We need. I know this is a little side subject. I just wanted to bring it up because it's pretty awesome. He's basically saying, like, Florida had the smoothest, most successful election of any state in the country, which is true. We should celebrate this feat and not rest on our laurels, and essentially calling out the rest of the states. But I mean, we need this kind of stuff. We need election transparency. We need voter ID, because people can't just walk up and be like, yes, I am. I'm Bryson Gray. Sure. Yeah, of course. And then sign and leave. And then you walk in and you're like, well, no, here's my actual ID. Well, sir, someone came in and swore they were you. So you already voted.
RIP to my grandfather who died last year. But he died like way before the election.
Okay.
My mama got a mail-in voting thing for him. Like, she literally could have signed it and sent it in if she actually wanted to. And it's like,
that's nuts.
Like, that shouldn't even be a thing.
And, agreed.
And I'm honestly, a lot of people always, like, lately I've been seeing a lot of conservatives talk about 2024.
Yeah.
I do not give a crap about 2024. I don't give a crap who's running in 2024. I don't care about who you think about voting for 2024 until I feel like we fix 2020.
Thank you.
Don't bring up 2024 to me. I don't care.
It's not going to make a difference. 2024 would be another sham if we don't prove all the things and hold the people accountable. There's articles almost daily coming out about voter fraud. Five arrested in Illinois for voter fraud that they actually, whatever, this thing, this person arrested in Texas because they've proved that voter fraud. And it's just like, how many times do we have to see people arrested before it becomes widespread? They were saying for months, there's no proof of widespread voter fraud. Like, that's the wording they chose. It's just like, you guys don't understand. What is it? What makes it widespread enough to change the election? Because that's what happened.
Bro,
that's what happened.
Well, at first they were saying it was no voter fraud at all. Then when proof started coming out, then they changed the narrative to there's no widespread voter fraud. But how can we even prove there's widespread voter fraud if nobody's investigating it?
Yeah, exactly. Right. They're trying to sweep it under the carpet. And they're trying to make it seem like nothing happened. We even have that Times article that came out from the shadow organization that fortified the election, that admitted that they changed rules, changed the laws in preparation to get Trump out of office. How is that? They are openly, they want credit for it. They're like, we did it. Yeah, we saved the world. We had to. We're justified. That's what these people think. They're justified in their actions of cheating. So it's not cheating. It's not voter fraud if they're fortifying it for the good of the people, which is, of course, what they're trying to convince us and themselves. It's ridiculous, man.
And we, to me, I feel like we let things trend for a week or two. I feel like we get over it too fast. Like, to watch an overwhelming amount of conservatives talk about 2024 and just move on from what just happened, it disgusts me because it's like, have you lost your mind?
Yeah. Do you forget what just happened? Did they?
Like, and it confuses me because I'm like, what are we going to do about that? Because I don't even care about Trump running in 2024 until 2020 is fixed. It literally has. It
won't make a difference.
No, because if he couldn't stop it that time, then until we fix it, how do we know he's going to stop it the second time?
Right. Exactly.
I'm just being honest. I don't know.
No, you're absolutely right. And people aren't talking about it. They're just like, well, moving forward, we gotta move forward to the next one. It's like, what? How do you think that that's going to make a difference if the Democrats were so bold in their, they've even come out and admitted to changing rules and change and skirting laws to make this happen? You don't think they're going to do that forever to keep power and keep control? That's what they're going to do.
They did it with possibly the worst candidate I've ever seen in my lifetime.
My gosh, that is some truth right there.
Like, come on now, let's be honest. If they did it with him, they can do it with anybody.
That the truth? I mean, let's talk about Biden for a minute. Like, Biden, what an embarrassment. It's been almost 60 days. He has yet to have, I guess they finally said, oh no, March 25th, he's going to come out and do his first solo, speech to the American people. It's like, cool, finally. Yeah, we can't wait to see what kind of gaffes he gives us this time to make fun of. But right now, everyone's going nuts because of this. All right, check this out. All right, Biden glitchy video with reporters has people spooked with chopped head and hand tricks. All right, so check this out. This is a still from this video, and I'm going to pull the video up in a second. All right, so here, I actually have it here. Okay, so I'm going to full screen this. So, and I'm going to slow it down a little bit. No, not closed captions. Cease. Oh, it is slow. All right, I'm going to do 0.5. So watch this. He walks up. There's the mic, which, okay. Now, it seems like his hand's right in front of it and edited, okay? You see how his hand here is in front of the mic? So people are claiming that because those two mics, it's like behind him, right? So he's like in front of it. So they're like, oh, it's a green screen. So what they're claiming, all right, is that Biden has some sort of either. I think that he was there, but there was no. This was my initial thought anyway. I'm not sure what to believe, and we're going to work through it right now. It seems more like there was no one actually interviewing him. Like they put in the microphones. Now, I talked to Tim Pool earlier about this, and he's like, no. And in fact, he has a post about it. So he posted this picture, which shows the kind of grainy looking. This obviously looks fake, right? I mean, it looks like there's some sort of green screen thing going on. Like they just added this mic. So Tim was saying that mic is actually really big, right? It's really massive. So we're missing like the proportions of it. And then this other mic that was also in front of him. Now, at first I believed Tim. I was like, all right, that seems legit. You know, he posted a couple pictures. Like here's one of his hand behind that big mic. And then there's this Washington Post article showing a different view. Check this out. Okay, now there's the mic again. Hold on, let me back it up so you can watch it clear. All right, so there's that other mic. Now, this is my problem. All right, I've been watching these videos. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to compare these two videos. First, this one. See this mic here. All right, this dark mic that is in when he first walks up, it's behind his left hand, right? So if he's walking up like this, and it's behind his right hand, right? So that means the mic would be over here, behind this hand. Now, when I switch over to this view, okay, that mic is on the other side of him. It's on his left side when he reaches forward. So how is that mic way behind his left hand, right? This mic here, if you guys, you can see my mouse, right? Okay, so this mic is the same mic as this one here. All right, this mic. Aren't they? This is the same color, isn't it?
That looks odd, I'm not going to lie.
Okay, so this mic here, in this view, is, look at that, that's a space of at least 2 feet in front of him or on the other side of him. How did this mic, in the same exact shot, get behind his hand? Right there.
That's odd, bro.
Okay, so like, I was analyzing these. I'm like, all right, I want to see for myself. And Tim's like, no, there's another view that shows him walk away. And that's this one from the Washington Post. And it clearly shows this mic in front of him. There's no way that this mic was behind his right hand, which it clearly is in this video. So something is up. I don't believe it anymore. I just don't believe it anymore. Yeah, look at this. Someone just said, look at that dislike ratio. Dang, 5,000 dislikes.
I love it.
I love it too, man. Because something's up. I no longer believe that this is an authentic video because of that mic. Because it doesn't make any sense that mic, which is so far in front of him. Look, he just walks up. Where does his right hand go in front of that mic? It never does it. Oh, wait, right there. But it's, see, wait.
That looked fake too.
It's behind him on the right side now. Hold on, let's go back.
Bro,
a little
bit. Looks so fake, bro. I'm not gonna even lie.
So is it on the right side of him? So it's behind him on this side too. So how did it go from one side of him to the other side of him? Because in this example, it's behind his left hand. And in the first video, it was behind his right hand. So it literally went from one side to the other side based on the perspective of the camera. I mean,
nah, that's what people sus.
Are, yo, that's suspect. Sus. Yes, it is. Indeed, it is. I don't trust it. I don't trust it anymore. I don't know. I don't think it's legit. I think they, but so like, this is what I don't understand. Why? Why? Who cares? What are they trying to do?
I guess make him look like he's out here doing. I don't even know, bro.
So
that
have
is
some people hold some real mics, some actors. Like, have you know? Who cares? Why? Why would they even want? Why? Why does this matter? And it's controversial what he said. Hey, are you going to go down to the border? No, I don't think so. It's like, Well, I mean, the border is an issue, which we're going to talk about in a second, because that's what this whole video is about. Is the reporters are like, you know, there's a crisis at the border. When are you going to go visit? Well, not at this time. And then like, so I, man.
By the way, shout out to all the moderates, neocons, and libertarians that suggested Biden would govern moderately while he was president. Said that, oh, y'all are overreacting. Biden is a moderate. He's just saying things to get votes. Shout out to y'all, because actually he is so far one of the most farthest left presidents I've ever seen.
I mean, is it far left to throw kids in cages, though?
Oh, yeah. I forgot he ain't got them out of the cage yet.
Is it far left to invade Syria and bomb Syria? I mean,
that is far left in my opinion.
Is it? Okay. Well, it's true. Coming off of, well, Trump really wasn't a Republican. He was more moderate, I would say, too.
I feel like he governed conservative economically, but I think socially he was a little more closer to a more moderate, still leaning right. But Biden hit a literal he, she, and as assistant secretary of health. I don't, that's crazy to me. That goes to new levels to me.
That's weird. hey, explain the science behind this. Well, if I am in, get into office, I would love to explain it. We're asking you right now to explain it, because you're supposed to be the health secretary, the assistant health secretary, whatever. But, you know, explain it so we can feel at ease to vote for you. I would love to explain it to you once I'm elected or once I'm chosen. It's like that was the answer that they kept giving. So anyway, that's another subject.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this, yeah, man, I don't know what to think about this Biden video, man, but I do know that it's pretty ridiculous that they're not giving us transparency. Check this article out. All right, this is White House committed to transparency along the southern border while refusing media access. That's right, they're not letting anyone see. They're claiming Jennifer Psaki is basically going, everything's fine, nothing to see here, everything's cool. You know, and then we've got representatives down in Fort Worth saying, you're not housing illegal immigrants at Fort Hood. Like, no, get that out of here. And then we got other things like, the Texas migrant facility at a shocking 729% capacity. 729% capacity. Look at, it sure looks like cages to me. I don't know about you.
I do think that's shocking. And I have a perfect way to make sure it's not over capacity.
Okay. What's that?
I don't know. Probably send it back to where they came from. Be honest. I think that like get it under capacity possibly. I don't know. Maybe my math is a bit off. You know,
that's very controversial of you.
Yeah,
Bryson.
Of course. Whoa. It is. But who built the cages, Whoa. Joe?
Who built them, Joe?
Who built them?
Man, that was a funny debate, wasn't it? God, I was cracking up.
I love lots of debates.
Because it's true. Obama built them. Trump actually helped the immigration problem, the illegal immigration, I should say, the illegal immigration problem. Because guess what? My wife isn't English, or, you know, she's not American. She's Swedish. And she lives here now because we went through the legal process of going. And I mean, it's not cheap. It's thousands of dollars to pay and get the green card for her to live here. And like, but through the legal means, I'm all for legal immigration. I mean, that's what this country is founded on.
Wait, there's a legal way to become an American citizen?
Yeah, oh, stop. Yeah.
I didn't know. I didn't even know that this is a thing.
You could do that. You don't have to just come across the border illegally and try to just, you know, drop your kids off. That's literally what they're doing. They're just dropping their kids off. The adults are being sent home without their children. That's what's happening. They're keeping the kids. They're like, all right, you know, we'll keep the kids under federal aid and we'll pay for them all. It's ridiculous. Check this out.
You know, in a lot of cases, a lot of these kids are not even when they do the test. A lot of these people that claim to be parents are not even the parents of a lot of these kids.
Yeah, how do we know that? We don't know.
Exactly.
It's not like they have like identification that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what
exactly?
Who are these people? last time I checked, the left was going nuts about this pandemic. I don't know if you've heard of it, that we're in some sort of pandemic, that they're freaking out, that we can't do anything. We're not allowed to go do anything. We can't. How dare Texas open up stuff? But you know what? Let thousands of people come in every day. That's right. Over 1,000 people are pouring over the border daily. Daily. They have it is a crazy problem right now.
We're buying merch on, too, for some reason. Y'all see the shirts?
What's
the
up with that?
Hey, bro, they got the merch, cuz. Hey, they got the merch. They're probably selling them $5 a pop. You feel me?
How do they have merch? Let us in, Biden? Is that what?
Let us in, Biden. Hold on, they got the merch and popping in the streets.
I just don't understand. Let us in, Biden. Let me see if I just type that in and see what happens.
Send some of my merch out there. That's good. Yeah, you feel me?
Oh, my gosh. Look at this. This is insane. Oh, yeah. Hold on. I got to. Check this out. Oh, they only zoom in.
You see them. They lit.
Where are these shirts? They're clean. They're brand new. They didn't bring those from home. No. Dude, they did not bring those from home. I'm telling you.
Nah, and merch ain't cheap. I can let you do that right now.
Look at this.
And you can tell they just got them because they all got them over shirts they were already wearing.
Yeah. Here, put these on. Everyone put these on. Let's get that photo op. Let's get that photo op. It's just like, oh my gosh. This is great too. Check this out. This is one of my favorites. AOC coming in hot. These are concentration camps. According to concentration camp experts, people begin to die due to overcrowding, neglect, shortage of resources. We saw all three of these signs on our trip yesterday. Another person died yesterday. And these are the deaths that we know about. And oh, wait a minute. Hold on. This is from 2019. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. AOC, is she looking into the future? Let's go back to this other article that I had. Give me one second. Let me pop this back up.
Make AOC bartend again, please.
See, one facility reports say that children are going hungry, sometimes sleeping on the floor, and only have access to a shower once a week due to the severe overcrowding, due to the facility being at a whopping 729% of its legal capacity. This is insane. According to the Daily Mail, similar situations are faced by more than 3,500 unaccompanied minors, some of them young children, being held in detention centers at border regions across the state. This is insanity. Where's AOC? Where's she at? Going down there to cry? Not bartending. Yeah, people really wanted to buy your hat because you were rocking that hat, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, to make AOC bartend again.
This is a serious issue that somehow now we're hearing crickets for the people that were complaining for years about Trump doing it when he was the one slowly closing these facilities. And no, we're not hearing a peep from them when Biden reopened them last month. He became president, reopened all of these facilities, the migrant children facilities, the overflow facilities is what they were calling them with these pretty words. They're the cages. They're the same cages that Obama built, that Trump was trying to close down, that he was trying to solve the issue by building a border wall so people couldn't be smuggled across the border. These things are happening. And now they're happening even more so. It's up 75% from last month, which was a big deal. Now it's just growing exponentially, this problem. People are flooding our borders. Texas is reopening, and they came out and said, look, we're not going to be slammed from coronavirus because of us reopening, though they're going to blame it on that. No, we're going to be slammed with coronavirus stuff because of the illegal immigrants flooding our southern borders.
Matt, listen. At the risk of sounding controversial again, I don't really care.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
The truth of the matter is, y'all ready for this? Even when it comes, I don't care, kids or not kids coming across the border, whatever country they came from needs to be handling that. We shouldn't even have, our tax dollars shouldn't even be going to illegal immigrant facilities because it's not our issue. It's simply not, bro. Send them back to their countries, let their countries deal with it.
How do we know what countries they're from?
How do you know what countries they're from? Once again,
it's an honest question.
No,
who knows?
That is a good question, but usually by the language they speak, you can get an interpreter in there or something like that. Probably based on the dialect. Even then, that's not 100%. But I'm sure there are ways. But it's not. Be honest, it's not our problem.
No, you're right. And
our tax dollars go to that.
Mexico. And he said, "Hey, if this is going to continue, we're going to blame you." And guess what? Mexico did. They added guards and started building wall on their southern border. Because people were coming up from South America through Mexico to get to our border on the southern on the south of the country. So Mexico actually stepped up. I'm sure that they were like, well, whatever now. Trump's out. Although the president of Mexico really liked Trump a lot. And because Trump was doing really well to help trade in our area with Canada and Mexico, which they had a new trade deal. Side conversation, but. You know,
they cross countries to come here, bro. They cross Mexico to get here. You're going through countries to get to this country, and we allowing it. Them other countries ain't allowing it, but we're obligated to allow it. Bro, come on. This is we pay taxes, bro. And our tax dollars are paying for these facilities, bro.
Yep. Yes.
We have homeless people in America. We have all these things going on in America.
Yes.
And you're telling me our resources should go towards problems that aren't ours. It might sound harsh, but it's the truth.
It's like all the pork that they shove into these coronavirus bills. Like, yeah, but it's for America. Okay, well, what about the millions and millions of dollars you're sending out everywhere? That's our money, okay? That tax money comes from the people that live in this country. You're sending it to other countries when we've got people here that need help. We got the veterans that have fought and lost limbs and are dealing with PTSD because you sent them out to do terrible things. You're throwing them aside. Homelessness. We got, low-income areas across this country. Like, people here need help. They don't care about the people here. They just care about being the elites. That's it. You know, that's what it is.
Bro, we're paying for
to be elites.
We're paying for gender programs in other countries.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I think at this point, I should have to fill out a list. And matter of fact, I think taxes should be a flat rate, super low. And I fill out a list on where I want my taxes to go. And none of them
will be where my taxes go. I love that.
Exactly. So
I would love that.
Exactly. So, I mean, if you want to help other countries so bad, sign up for that. Me, I want to help America. I want my taxes to go to things that help build America up, not things that help build other countries up. Maybe once we get ourselves situated, then we can focus on people outside of our country. But there's a lot going on internally, too much to where we can't focus on things that's external right now.
Nailed it. Yeah, exactly. How are we going to do that? You know, it's like that's the last thing that they want.
Yeah.
That's the last thing they want. All right. Look, we're going to get into some super chats. Great conversations. Seriously, Bryson, we got to have you on more often.
I'm down, man. I'm down.
Awesome. And nice. Look at that billboard behind you. I gotta say, that looks good, man. I like that for MAGA season. Nice.
Yes, sir. MAGA season and Trump is your president.
Nice. Oh, nice. Nice. Very, very nice. All right. Let's get into these super chats. We got Godpill says, only have $40 not invested in the market, saving 20 for one more chat. I've live streamed for over 30 hours in the last 3 days doing GameStop, AMC, and DD. I would love to come on the show someday soon. Big things are happening with the Fed. Ooh, interesting. All right. The Godpill again, here's a second chat, says, everything we see on TV is standing in front of a green screen, and these reporters are probably hostage, tortured slaves, locked up after they do their job. I'm mostly kidding, but I usually assume it's worse than I can see. My goodness. I hope it's not that bad. Oof.
And the Fed is my opinion.
Yeah, right. Jedi Knight Anakin Krindrocker says, I'm Columbia alum. Admin was massively racist. Well, it clearly shows. Adam Johnson says, also, listen to the sounds of the helicopter spinning, but the blades aren't moving. Also, I think intersex questioning ambiguous. Okay. Yeah, I think I don't know what that was pertaining to, but who knows? Maybe they the Columbia has their own separate ceremonies for those people also. Hydro says, Bryson, I love what your beanie says. Pro-life, amazing. JLP voice.
Amazing.
Amazing. Mark Robertshaw says, is it okay to change your race yet? It's not possible, you know, but people are changing their genders. I don't see why they can't change their race as well. So Alex says, I bet this nation falls within 10 years. Your bet? I don't think it's going to fall. I think most Americans are sick of this.
But what are we going to do about it?
That is a good question. And that is something I ask myself all the time. What are we going to do? Because I'm sick of just going, this is what's happening. Like, no, we have to figure it out. And that's why I constantly am saying and advocating for younger people in government, more, you know, people that don't want the power in government. Government sucks. Politics suck. But they are steering us away from politics. Don't get into politics. You know, be a YouTuber. Be famous. You know, when you really think about it, being a politician, you're pretty famous, man. You're on a world stage. And I think we need to learn from AOC, not necessarily in specific ways. All right. The fact that she is glorifying being a public figure like she is. Okay. We need conservative AOCs, right?
We need conservatives on Twitch.
Candace Owens, you know, she's out there. I mean, that's a whole nother conversation too, her and Cardi B, that whole battle. It's ridiculous. But, you know, it's like, if you listen to Candace Owens and the things that she's saying, it's like, that's the kind of people we need in government that are calling out the hypocrisies, that are calling out the BS, that those are the people we need in government. And that's, I think that's one of the first steps that we can do, is move towards a younger government. Less incumbents. I mean, term limits. Come on. Can we put term limits in there, please?
My problem with what are we going to do is, if I'm being honest, and a lot of people might not like this, I genuinely don't think people are willing to sacrifice for their rights, to be honest. I think people talk a good game on Twitter. Ha, 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 it's fun.
You're right.
But a lot of these conservatives, a lot of people call me annoying because I haven't worn masks this year. I'm just not going to the restaurant. I'm not getting on the plane. I don't care if I lose money. I genuinely don't care. I'm not pinning on a mask. Yeah. And people think, oh, Bryce, you're going too far. I said, no. They are doing this trying to control you, and you claim that you can't be controlled. But they're controlling you through ways that you don't even realize. You have to wear that mask to go to your job. And of course, you're not going to sacrifice your job.
Yep.
So next is going to be the vaccine. Of course, you're not going to sacrifice it. You're going to say you're not getting that vaccine until your job say you got to.
Yeah.
You're going to say you're not giving up your guns until something like that happens and you have no choice. You're going to say you're not going to take the mark of the beast until you got kids at home. You don't want them to starve because you're at work. Like, people are not really willing to stand up what they believe in. And I think until we get more people that's willing to actually stand up and risk a lot, then I don't think anything's going to change.
Yep, I agree with you. I mean, I see you're not giving it any mind to any of these people, you know. And my video got deleted from YouTube. I don't know how many people know this, but I did a video yesterday. One of my segments was about COVID vaccine shaming. And I talked about the, you know, who was being really affected by COVID, and that people are being shamed if they don't feel they need the vaccine. Well, YouTube decided that it was misinformation, that that it was needing to be removed. And I got a warning. It wasn't an official strike, but I got a warning. And it's like, I'm not going to change my belief system. I still believe that. I still believe if you're young and healthy and you're not obese, then you have no need to take that vaccine. That's what I believe. And that's, I think I shouldn't be censored, but I'm not going to change what I'm saying because I think YouTube might ban me. I think YouTube might ban me. I think it's going to happen eventually. I think Twitch might ban you because of who you are.
I'm surprised YouTube may ban me.
What's up?
I'm surprised YouTube ain't banned me yet.
I'm surprised too. No joke. You know, just like in this day and age, someone saying your message with your powerful belief behind it, it's like that's a threat. They are afraid of you, man. And I'm sure they're afraid of me. Before I even started my show yesterday, I had a disclaimer under my live stream. It's like they are, I don't know if they're watching my show, but they clearly came in hot with the you know, with a warning and a deletion of one of my videos because they don't want me saying this. It's like, I don't want the vaccine. I'm not interested in getting a vaccine, period. I'm not going to. And I think people should be able to say that. It's ridiculous, man.
My thing about the vaccines is just at face value, a vaccine is only doing what your body is supposed to naturally do anyway. They're literally basically giving you the sickness to try to build your immune system. That's literally what a vaccine is. And the problem is, I think my body can do that naturally. So I'd rather just go with that way. Sorry.
Yeah, the human body's amazing.
Yes.
They're trying to convince us it's not that good. It's like, no. The human body's amazing. You're not going to convince me otherwise.
Pretty good human things going on here.
Yeah, it is. Mark says, I guess I'm Aussie six. Aussie, but Aussie X. Yeah. Dragon says, the individual is the ultimate minority. Yeah, maybe. All right. Mark says, can you clean windows with Latinx? Maybe. Yikes. Ribs Exposed says, there are moments in history which are bizarre. This too will be counted among them. I agree, man. Everything that's going on this past year, 2021, 2020. I mean, both of them are just a ridiculous time. And I don't think it's over. Mark again says, thanks to Biden, Trump doesn't have to sweat about who will clean his golden toilets. No, those golden toilets were in his apartment that he probably still has. I mean, if you were Trump, I mean, I don't need a golden toilet, but you probably feel like a boss. Dixon said, I made myself a blue shirt with white lettering saying all lives matter and a silhouette of an atom. It's completely idiot proof. Nice. I like that.
People don't like that All Lives Matter shirt, though. I can let you know that right now.
Dude, I'm sure they just get triggered, man, emotionally. They're like, I must be angry.
I was going to airports with them.
Yeah, Hydro says, racism is fake. It's right or wrong, good or evil. We don't need to redefine them with isms. Okay. All right. I can see that. I like that. Yeah. All right. Biwi says, what's good, my peoples? Keep Bryson coming. Well, dude, he's always welcome. Always welcome back. Sydney says, oh, snap. Love y'all both. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Sydney.
Thank you.
Mark Robichaud says, isn't Latinx a computer operating program? No, that's Linux. The answer was, what is Linux, Mark? Arcadian Twilight says, I'm more tribe than race. White divided between rural and poor versus urban elites. One side uses paid patsies and provocateurs, stopping E Pluribus Unum. I mean, yeah, man. It's the elites that are trying to convince us that it's all this race issue. But no. It's class versus this class, the upper class, like the upper echelon of people that are like, fight amongst yourself. We don't care. As long as you're fighting amongst yourself and not against us, we maintain the authority, and that's all they care about. Let's see, Fong, thank you for that super chat. No message, but appreciate it. Daniel says, I thought we cured racism in the 90s. I still listen to rap, and I wanted All I Need by Method Man to be my wedding song. Bryson, are you going to do a song with Topper? Have you heard his song, The Patriot?
Topher's album just released, by the way. It is pretty good. I think he sold almost 1,000 copies first week, which is amazing for an independent. Y'all don't even realize how amazing that is for an independent artist. And I am on the first song on that album, and the song is called Facts Are Racist.
There it is. So there you go. They've already done a song together. Facts Are Racist, is that what you said?
Yes, sir. That's the name of the song.
I got to hear that one. Robert Wiles, hey, buddy. The gift I got you just got here a few minutes after I sent the first chat. I'll mail it out tomorrow. Have a blessed night and life doing what you love, Adam. Thank you very much, Robert. Your kind words are always appreciated. White Lasagna super chatted. Oh, maybe this is why I saw all those numbers in chat. Sex and gender were interchangeable until people started answer yes when asked their sex. Only mostly joking. Well, that's still, you guys know the deal. I'm going to roll the die. Go ahead and say when. Bryson, go ahead. Oh, say when.
Go.
All right. Go works. All right. I've rolled the die. I'm watching the numbers. So this is a dice game I have. Since White Lasagna has given me these die, I roll them every time I see them. And I'm watching these numbers coming in. All right. I'll keep watching for them. You guys, good luck. Have fun. Let's see. Mark Robichaud. Oh, there we go. We've got a winner, actually, already. Watchman for you. Congratulations. You won. It was 7. You won absolutely nothing. Enjoy it. Don't spend it all in the same place. All right, Mark Robichaud, when did being better off a sin and hangable offense? I reckon the people who complain have no drive or passion to do better rather than just cry and cry. And thus is really the issue. They are weaponizing victimhood. That's what's happening. It pays to be a victim now. If you suck at football, well, guess what? You can pretend to be a victim, and then all of a sudden you're getting $1 million Nike ads. I'm not gonna name anyone in particular. If you know who I'm talking about, you know who I'm talking about, but that's just one example.
This is participation trophy award culture.
Cancel participation trophies, please.
Please. If you suck,
you should get better and maybe choose a new anything.
Period. That's real life. Come on.
Come on, man. Survival of the fittest has worked it for all of animals forever because that's how it works.
Exactly.
Goodness sakes. Oh, man. Sydney says, Latino here. The whole Latinx nonsense is another crazy move by SJWs. Our culture is based off of real gender, not their made-up garbage. Well, there we have it. An actual Latino. Thank you for your response and input. All right. There it is. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, fountains then, black and white. Now, BAME/everyone. Yeah. Gosh, these people are nuts, man. YZMoto says, sub Adam, if you play Call of Duty tonight or Cold War tonight, mind if I get in a game? It's McLovin. Oh, McLovin, what up, dog? You're always showing some love in my Twitch channel. So maybe find me on Twitch. I'm not sure what game I'm going to be playing, but I've been watching you play. Man, dude, you were on fire yesterday. Oh, holy man. Cow.
I was going crazy yesterday at Fortnite.
For those who don't know, Bryson streams on Twitch as well. And if you want to check it out in the description below, you can check out his Twitch channel.
Please follow me, Adam, and every conservative on Twitch, because Twitch is a leftist, like, I'm talking about, it is disgusting. And y'all, people don't realize this. There are millions of people on Twitch, usually teenagers, watching people just spew pure leftist propaganda. I promise you. So
it's
we don't
crazy.
Twitch, we need, dude. It's like we should require conservatives to be on Twitch. I'm telling dude. You, it is needed.
I gotta ask. The other day, it was like 3 days ago. I don't remember what happened, but you were on some other person's stream. I say person because I have no idea what they were.
Me neither.
But what happened there? Did they invite you into their stream, or like what? How did you even find your way into that?
So what I do is while I'm live streaming, I will try to go find like leftists on Twitch and get them to react to my song Hate Speech.
Okay.
And I usually pay them. Like, I'll be like, listen, if you react to this song, I'll donate $50. And I usually give them the $50.
Cool.
Because I'm mad at my word. But yeah. This time, you know what I'm saying? He didn't do it. And it was like a white guy, girl, whatever it was. And they had on a Black Lives Matter hat. And I said, that's racist. I'm black. Just a little joke, you know. and then they said they wanted to have a conversation. So I said, okay, pop a Discord. And then it was end up having a conversation. And they like were like, I don't know. This person had to be mentally unstable. I don't know what this thing was talking about. And then it lied about if it was born a man or a woman. People are so weird.
Yeah, and you guys basically broke down the chest camera.
Yeah, the George Floyd thing.
George Floyd camera. Yeah, it's that was a very interesting. I mean, I was sitting. You saw me in chat. I was being a little spicy myself. Because, I mean, I don't like ignorance. You know, I'm the first person to say I don't know. If I don't know something, I'm okay with that, and I'll be the first person to say I was wrong. I just learned. Now I know that I was wrong. You know, but. When you have someone that is so sure of themselves when they're wrong, when the proof is right there in front of them, and you're saying, here's the proof, and we're watching the proof. You see what I'm watching, right? We're watching this together right now. And they're like, well, you don't understand, you know, this other thing. It's like, no. Look, this is it right here. We are watching this right now. How are you denying this reality?
And then he kept coming up with, like, weird... comparisons. Something's wrong with him. And then he told me he hated me and said
I know what you're saying. I remember this. He said, I hate anyone who is against something like, I don't remember, something along those
he
lines.
He said he hates Christians. I said, so you hate me?
Oh, like, that's right. Yes. Hate Christians.
Like, I said, yes. What? I said, so I deserve what you say about me? He's like, yes, because since I hate you, I think you deserve everything. I'm like, but you just told me to be nice to you. He's like, yeah, you should be nice to me. I say, Elliot, for sure.
Wow. That's ridiculous, man. Anyway, check out our Twitch streams because they're both fun to watch, especially Bryson's because his is very, very fun to watch. Let's see here. Mark says, a nice stack will get you in the club. Okay.
It's true.
All right. It's true. It's true. There you go. KR says, busy cleaning today. Just wanted to say thank you both for having the courage to stand tall against the woke madness. Absolutely, KR. We will continue our fight until we are taken off the air. Hydro says, Donald Trump is your president. If you like it or not, keep that energy you had with Barack, because you know this Trump train don't stop.
Tell Beto to please come try to take my Glock. You want to impeach him. I guess that's what you do when you can't beat him. Hey, y'all need to dead that. And I'm coming to your hood in my red hat.
I got my red hat over there, too. Oh, man. Good times, dude. Yeah, man. Trump definitely started something that they're afraid of. It's Americans recognizing that Americans are, it's we the people, man, not the government. Facts. You know, they're going to recognize. Mark Robichaud says, the Democrats think minorities are dumb, so they offer to protect them and take care of them. They want their free labor back. Ooh. Spicy take, Mark. Spicy
it's true. Take.
I mean, it's not wrong. Point Curation says, sending you paintings to your P.O. box. Cool. Awesome, Point. I'm excited to check that out. Thank you so much. Black Magic says, happy St. Paddy's Day. Bryson, Trump was able to unite religious conservatives like you with agnostic libertarians like me. Who do you see doing that going forward? Or will our socialist opponents unite us?
I don't know. Like I said, it depends. I don't mind unity as long as it's actual unity. But the problem is if we have a different set of core values and you're literally actively fighting against my core values, then I can't unite with you because that would make no sense.
Right, right.
That's like me uniting with Satan or something, you know what I'm saying? Because he's obviously against what I believe in. Yeah. So why would I fight for that? Not saying that if you disagree with me, you're Satan. I'm just giving you an example. Right. But that doesn't mean we can't vote for the same person. I think the problem is people need to stop worrying about so much about unity and worry about what are you voting for? What's the reason you're voting for what you're voting for? And if you're sure about your belief system and you're sure about your vote, then our disagreement shouldn't really matter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so, you know, so, I mean, I don't know.
You got a good point. I mean, we got to get over the fact that I'm not going to say we, because I feel like I'm kind of over this already. It's like a lot of people that are screeching on the internet are screeching because other people are just not agreeing with literally every single thing that they believe. And hey, newsflash, nobody will ever believe every single thing that you believe. You Impossible. Can't force other people to believe everything that you believe. And other people are going to believe things that are different than you. And when they're like, you know what? You're a Christian. I get that from you. Not once have you tried to convert me to Christianity. Nope. Not since you rap about what you believe in. You are outspoken about what you believe in, but you're not pushing it down my throat to convert me. And that's what they're doing. And that's the biggest difference. They're trying to convert the world. It's like, yo, stop doing that. That's what pushes me away from people. Like, and that's why most people probably don't like vegans, because they try to push it on other people. I don't care what you eat. I'm vegan for me. I don't care what you eat. You eat whatever you want. This is just a small example, but it applies to me here. Because those people that are pushing veganism to, oh, you're a terrible person because you eat animals. It's like humans have been eating animals for thousands of years. Shut up. Come on. If you hunt yourself, respect. Because that's you going out there and putting a bullet in that animal yourself. All right. If you don't do that, you know, it's like maybe you should think about that. Because if you eat meat, maybe you should think about it. But guess what? I don't spout this stuff. I don't care what you eat. It doesn't. It only bothers me when people are bringing it up, like, "Oh, you're a vegan, huh? Ho ho! Are you gonna tell me how you're vegan?" It's like, no, I don't care. It's like, you're a Christian. You don't tell me every conversation, And I'm like, oh man, you're Christian. You're going to try to convert me. It's like,
listen, this is the problem too. Because every time I've been attacked by, you know, people on the right, I'm not even talking about the left, I'm talking about the right. It's based on something I say on my platform that's not directed to anybody, directed to groups as a whole sometimes, but yeah. It's not directed to anybody specific. But people feel so threatened and upset about what I say. They feel the need that they have to come over and get mad at me for usually posting Bible verses. Conservatives, quote unquote conservatives, get mad at me for posting Bible verses. And then Bryson doesn't, he shouldn't be in the movement. He doesn't represent MAGA because he's a Christian and he doesn't support the LGBT community. So we have to cancel him. But I've never, not once, and I have a lot of connections.
Yeah.
And I had connections in the White House, heavy connections in the Trump campaign. Not once have I ever contacted anyone and said, don't support this person or don't support this person or stop working with this person. I've never in my life done that because I'm not a hater. You feel me? You don't have to do me. Exactly.
You, people like you, though, they don't like that because you're outspoken, you're confident, you're alpha. They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's toxic masculinity. Yeah. And they're like, no, that's just masculinity. Or simple. Just confidence, not even to genderize it. It's confidence. It's being validated. You validate yourself. And that's something that people are missing nowadays. You don't need other people's validation. That's why you said earlier, it's like people try to trigger me. Good luck. Good luck. Because I guess what? Yeah, I know you do. Exactly. Because you're validated. You know your worth. You know, it's something that people need more of.
The only reason it irritates me because before I went viral, when I was on the outside of the conservative movement looking in, I had a different view of it. Like I even thought the LGBT Trump supporters were like not like the ones on the left. You know what I'm saying? And everybody on the right was different. The right is different. We don't need safe spaces on the right. It's free speech. You know, that was my view coming into the movement. But then once you get in the movement, you see conservatives getting banned from events. You see people trying to stop the Trump campaign from working with me. And at that point, it's just like, man, we are not only are we just like the left, we worse than the left, because at least you know what the left is on the outside. On the surface, you know what the left is about. On the right side, you think these people, and I want to say names, but I'm on Adam's show, so I'm not. But I got you. But there's a lot of people that people like follow, and y'all think these people are different than the ones on the left. They're literally worse because the fact that y'all even think they are different makes them worse because that's what they're telling you. But behind the scenes, it's worse.
Spicy, man. You got a point. At least we know what the left is pushing. Right.
At least we know they're the devil.
Yeah.
They show us the horns.
Yep. It's true. Mark Roberts, that was a great super chat, by the way. Black Magic, thank you for that. Mark says Biden might be computer generated. I actually saw someone in chat when we were talking about it. It's like, well, Biden's probably already dead. It's like, my gosh, the fact that that could potentially be the case is frightening. Bruce says, I think when the cast of Evil Dead read the Necronomicon, I got it. They unleashed the Deadites onto the planet. Oh, man, don't let it be true. Don't put that evil on me, man. Don't put that evil on me. Mark Robershaw again says, remember Ebola? Remember the bird flu? Yeah, all election years. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, Thomas says Mick West debunked this. I guess you're talking about the Biden thing. Yeah, well, what I just showed everybody was two different angles showing the mic being behind each of the angles, which isn't possible. I don't know. Too weird, man. Mark says Biden was never real. Jeez, maybe not. Hey, Dr. Fox, how you doing? A big supporter of my Twitch channel. Thank you, buddy. Biden SOTU party at my house March 28th or 25th. I'd say take a drink every time he mumbles, but we would all be passed out in 45 minutes. Oh, State of the Union party. That's funny. Yeah, good luck, man. Good luck. Don't get too drunk and come to my channel and gift a bunch of subs. I mean, we don't want that to happen. That's literally what happened last weekend. He got drunk and gifted me a bunch of subs.
Did he pass me?
No way.
Okay.
I mean, yes, Bryson. He passed you. Oh man, Brewmaster Monk says big things are happening internally. Biden is president because he is expendable. Dude, it's frightening that that's could be the case, man. Chef du jour says white Democrats have always been racist.
It's true.
It's dude, it's true. They believe white people are superior and everyone else are unfortunate outliers. You're absolutely right. I mean, if you look at the history, if you look at history at all, you know history, Democrats, they're the ones who wanted to keep slavery around. They're the ones that created Jim Crow laws. They're the ones that did all that stuff and tried to maintain it. They're the ones who created the welfare state in the 70s. It's like you want to get into it. Democrats have always been this. And look, they're pushing for segregation now. They're the ones trying to get rid of affirmative action in California. Like, what? I don't understand why people don't think logically and see what's going on in front of them. It's ridiculous. John L. says, I volunteered for my local mayor's race. The election was yesterday and we lost. The feeling at HQ is pathetic. Folks talking about moving to Texas. Well, John, I just got to say thank you for at least getting out there and doing something. And that's the important part. If we had more people like you, maybe they wouldn't have lost. Maybe they wouldn't have lost, you know? And the fact that they're giving up is another problem. That's a defeatist attitude. Look, you know what? There's a G Prime, all right? He's the one creating all the art that Tim's got in his studios, all right? Hilarious art, super based. If you don't know what it is, you should definitely check it out. G Prime, I'm actually going to have him on my show soon to talk about it all. So he's getting into some Twitter battle, and I'm actually going to bring this up to just show you. No, I'll just read it. Doesn't matter. He's having this big battle because some dude called him out for his art. Like, look, he's complaining about making up these people. Yeah, but it's still funny comics, buddy. Someone just said, you know, winners are just people who try and fail more than others, but they eventually win. So winners are actually persistent super losers. And that's the truth. You're not going to win if you don't try. And guess what? People who try a lot fail more. So you have to fail. You have to learn how to fail.
That's how you get better.
That's how you get better. Exactly. So, John, for those people, that's what you got to tell. Hey, we had to lose to learn to win. All right. You can't just believe you're going to just win literally everything because you're going to be disappointed. That's expectations. And when you expect, you will always be disappointed. Facts. John L. again says, OK, so you lose one close election and now you want to give it up. If we all Republicans don't find our balls soon, we are finished. And then one more. He says, where's the fire? Where's the passion? Stop retreating. Stand and fight, damn it. So, John, you get it. You get it. I just read your. I didn't even see that you super chatted a few times there, but you're dead on. I mean, basically, from what I just said, you feel me. You're standing with it, man. I appreciate that. Good attitude. That's what you need to tell them. I hope you did. Mark Robichaud again says, it's not the border crisis for Biden X. He wants his free labor for his corporate friends. Once they fire American workers, they'll up the minimum wage. Yeah, or maybe his VP, who is on the record holding innocent men in jail for cheap labor. Yeah, that's Kamala Harris. Can't believe that woman. Man of Culture says it's augmented reality video meshing AI. It can make a person appear wherever convincingly. The second angle worked as intended. The first angle had the mic hiccup. Clearly, the AI wasn't perfect. That's what I'm thinking. The more I look at the different angles, I'm like, it doesn't make sense because the first video showed him in front of the mics and then the other angle showed him in front of the mics in a different perspective. And that is impossible. It doesn't make sense. Mark Robichaud says, and people think the moon landing was fake when they can't even fake a Biden X appearance. It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, Alan West and Billy Prempeh with Trump's endorsement? I like that. Well, I got the pleasure of meeting Billy Prempeh last year. I didn't get to meet Alan West. I know he was here, but I didn't get the chance to meet him. Mark Robichaud says, Swedix from like Sweden X. I mean, you just slap an X on the back of anything, right?
And it's anything. Like, might as well. I'm Black X. Blacks.
Is that what it is? Is that what you are?
That's my new joint. Blacks. Okay. Black X.
Oh my gosh. I just had a super chat jump. Thank you all very much for all your super chats. You guys are fantastic for your support. John L says, if you do a head-to-head platform comparison, Donald Trump was identical to Bill Clinton with a hotter wife and bigger schlong.
I'm dead.
Well, John L is a historian. Now, I was not political for most of my life, so I'm still learning the political realm. I don't really know much about Bill Clinton's presidency, to be honest. So I'm sure you know more about it because I know you're well versed in the political realm. But I'll just take your word for it, John. Kim B says, check out Monkey Works vid from today for a military spec ox breakdown. Hand goes through the black mic. Tim is wrong. Interesting. Yeah, I did. I see other people saying that it was debunked and then wasn't. I don't know. Who knows? I think it's some sort of doctoring going on. President Joe Biden says, may I sniff Bryson? I'd like to sniff Bryson.
nah, no sniff, no sniffing Bryson, no kizzy, no sir.
Well, you're too old and you're a man. So I think it must be a fake account. Mark Robertshaw says, except Bill is super creepy with evidence and Hillary is a crooked, sad sack of rotten potatoes. All right. There it is. Huge differences. Matthew Hammond says, Bryson and Adam are great. Everyone needs to watch Timcast IRL with Alan West. The conversation was fantastic. Cool. Yeah. And, you know, if you like watching that show, by all means. Chris says, we will never be able to fix our homeless and poverty areas while supporting the world. Yes.
Impossible.
It's impossible. Exactly. We can't. Can't do it. We got to fix ourselves first. I don't understand what's so hard to see about that. Somewhat skeptical Southerner says there's a dark truth to the Federal Reserve. Yes, I'm roommates with a certain man named Ian Crossland. I don't know if you know who he is, but he's got lots to say about that. Mark Robertshaw says open borders equals cheap labor equals loss of jobs equals homelessness equals job government reliance equals total authoritarianism. Yep, exactly. Yep. Dude, it's going to ruin our country, man. Cougar Kitty, happy St. Pat's Day. And seriously, I love the show. Thank you, Cougar. I really appreciate it. I always see you in your chat. Thank you very much. I appreciate that a lot. David Franco says, can't be conservative. Can't be conservative AOC because Twitter would ban them. Ooh. Dang, you're right.
Or at least shadow ban them. But AOC can say whatever she wants. She can make up lies about people threatening her life, lie about being in the Capitol, you know, whatever.
Yep. And she did. John says Laura Loomer could be the right's AOC, but they ban her and lie about her. Yeah, I mean, there's a few candidates, but you know, like the person who comes to mind for me is Candace Owens. I think she should absolutely run for something, you know, and just force her, you know, viewpoints out on more of a national stage. Because right now she's, you know, she's on Daily Wire, which is really cool.
She has a new show coming out too.
She's got a new show coming out. Really excited to see that. I'm subscribed to Daily Wire because of the whole Gina Carano thing. I really like the fact that the Daily Wire is like, you know what? We'll do a movie. We'll come do a movie with us and we'll make it happen. So, and I watched the movie that they did make. It was really well made. It was very well. Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
It's pretty good, man. Run, Hide, Fight, I think it's called. And it's really a good movie. Let's see here. David Franco says, yo, Bryson Gray is absolutely right. The reason there is no change is because no one signals that they are willing to go all in. Who stands up and defend those people who chose freedom? We look away. You're absolutely right.
That's true.
I mean, there's few people out there that are just speaking up and they're being shadow banned. They're being suppressed. I'm talking about you, Bryson. I'm talking about me. You know, like I know they don't want our message getting out there.
We signed up for it. I feel like we signed up for it and we know it's a fight. I mean, but it wouldn't be a fight if we wasn't being shadow banned. It wouldn't be a fight if everything was perfect, if we wasn't losing money in the process. To me, that wouldn't be a fight. If nothing is being sacrificed, if you're not losing anything in your fight, that means you're not fighting. So I don't mind it. I actually enjoy it because I perform best under pressure.
Yep, agreed. Mark Robichaud says, did Tim hold a cat hostage No, he did not. Mark Robichaud says, I watched that quartering video. Yeah, I've got nothing to say about that. I have nothing to do with it. Vash says, read up on the Spanish flu and masks. Oh, I know about the Spanish flu and masks and how people actually were getting lung infections from wearing masks. It's a whole nother subject there. That simple note says, I don't think Latinx. I just think it's cringe. Yeah. Yep. Donald T says, Adam, will you set up your own website in case YouTube bans you? Like your guest today, shout out to Bryson. Right on, Donald T.
Yes,
thank you very much. I do have my own website. It's adamkrigler.net. My videos do get posted there. And I do have all of my stuff. Everything I do goes over to Odyssey. So you could find me on Odyssey, Adamcast IRL. Every single thing that I post.
What's that? Goes,
it's a YouTube alternative. That uses cryptocurrency instead of, you know, the whole partner program, basically, of YouTube. So
how do you spell it?
Odyssey. Let me just pop it up. Just do library, LBRY.com. And that is Odyssey and library work in conjunction together. Odyssey is spelled O-D-Y-S-E-E.
O-D-Y-S-E-E.
Yeah, check that out. It's just an alternative. You can't delete it. Once it's up there, it's on the internet forever. It's basically like a free code. I mean, I learned about it from Andreas, who's Ian's friend. Like they're both all about freeing the code and keeping the internet censorship free. So I'm sure you might like it, Bryson.
Yeah, I might need it.
Yeah, I know, right? See, Mark says, if we can't laugh at this S, then we will go insane. Yeah, I agree with that. Jeez. Dent Crow says, yo, Adam, what is the chord progression for Melancholy Hellhound? Excuse me. Also, Bryson, you are amazing. Keep fighting the good fight.
Yes, sir.
Right on. The chord progression, I don't even know. I think I do like a... Honestly, I don't even know. It's a E to G... And but it's a slide up to G, and then it's basically the whole entire song. And yeah, I don't know. Mavis says, I just write an article on how participation trophies are racist and get it trending on Twitter. They'll be gone by next week. Not a bad idea. Yeah, somehow. You know, so when I was on the Timcast show, I talked about that a lot, how participation trophies are terrible. And I would do tweet out all the time, hashtag cancel participation trophies. You could probably look up the hashtag and see all those tweets. And man, there was some people that were like left Twitter was like, that's one thing we'll never get rid of. That we'll never cancel that. I'm like, so you admit you cancel things.
Bro, that's why people act like a bunch of punks. That's why these men nowadays are a bunch of punks. Bring back bullying, stop the participation trophy. Tell people to get better. Tell people to do better. Like, oh man,
the entitlement is thick. Ugh, man, they are way entitled for this.
Oh man.
Versified says, "I'm Filipino, and my woke friends and family use Filipinks and pinkinks as well." I've never even heard that, but that, geez. Hashtag epic facepalm. Hashtag recall Gavin Newsom. Nice. I like how you threw that little recall in there. Very nice. And I'm sorry. That sucks, man. Ryan says, Bryson, what is your take on people who believe the Bible literally and believe that the earth is only 6,000 years old?
I take the Bible literally. I'm a biblical Christian. So I take the Bible literally. But in the Bible, Jesus does talk some parables sometimes if you read it. So, I mean, you have to know which part's literal, which part's not, which is mainly obvious.
Okay.
But our year is literally based on that. So, like, literally the year you're in now is literally based on religion.
Right on. Space Dan Gaming says, I speak the truth when I'm streaming and someone brings up politics. Always, man. People always come into my Twitch stream like, hey, what do you think about this? And I'm just like, I'm killing people on Call of Duty right now, or I'm fighting trolls in Valheim land. I'm good. Come to my YouTube show for that. Fractal says, soon water fountains in schools will only be able to be used by people with certain pronouns. This water fountain is for they, them, or she, her.
Oh my.
The scary thing is that could, I mean, that is a possibility, right? Jeez. Ugh. Allison says, missed most of the show due to being on call, but Bryson and what I've seen are great. I'll have to roll back and see what I've missed. Thank you, Allison.
Do it. Thank you.
Right on. Spanky says, great to see Bryson on the show. Right on, right on. Monica Transfem says, hey, everyone, I'm feeling a bit down. Can I ask all of you for some heart emojis to cheer me up? This chat is the best. It is the best. I will get, and I'm going to, you know, roll the die. You guys know the deal. I'm rolling the die. Give them some hearts for Monica. All right. Mark Robertson says, I think addiction to rage is the problem. It's like these people get off being angry and raging. They can't switch it off. They have to watch.
It's true.
That's a good point, man. I mean, emotions are freaking powerful, dude. Like, people are addicted to anger and rage, and they get. And the thing with anger is you have to remind yourself why you're angry. Black Magic, you're on fire, man. It's not the first time you've won. It is four. Congratulations. But yeah, the problem is, how do we get over that? The people's addiction to rage.
Well, we can't, because it's not the rage that they're addicted to. It's the what they're addicted to is humans want to feel like a good person. So you want to feel like you're fighting for something. You want to feel like you're morally better than others, and you're doing the right thing according to what society tells you. And people are addicted to that validation. So when you see white people with Black Lives Matter hats on or burning down businesses, like, we see white people like, Black brothers and sisters are being killed in the streets. That it's like a dopamine hit. They love it. They need it. And then you have to get, once you do it once, you have to get a stronger dose. So now you have to go more and more crazy. Especially now you got to take it to new levels, because you're like a good person. Now, what's being a good person in society has switched through the years, and it's getting farther and farther crazy. And the more crazy you get, the more people have to adapt to the craziness.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Yep. Angleby says, Bryson, love your music. Victor over Thank Victim you. Was fire.
Thank you. Thank you.
It was fire. What a good collab too, wasn't it? John L. says, to the fence sitters that haven't done anything, I'm a mid-30s conservative white male that teaches history in the Bronx. Get active and start winning hearts. Only deep blue turns purple. Right on. John, thank you for your fight, man. I really do appreciate it. And all of your super chats that you've have gifted me over the past months. I mean, you are an ardent supporter of mine. I really do appreciate it. And your takes on history are always on point and fire. So thank you very much, John. Kitty Boo Boo, watching Bryson create a song this morning was awesome. Thanks. Oh, thank cool. What did you do? You were doing something live, writing a song?
I try to go to sleep when I got off the stream, but for some reason I couldn't. So my brain just started running like usual. So I'm watching a million videos. Then I wanted to make a song. So I went live on Twitch and made a song live.
Dope. That's cool. All right. I didn't even know. I'll have to check that out. Jocelyn Jesus says, yep, Kobe Bryant lost at least 25 times a year. Right. True. Exactly. And he was great still. You know, he was one of the best. Dr. Fox says, for every failure is just the beginning for the next success. Yeah, exactly. White Lasagna says, failure is the greatest teacher. The dice will be a 14. All right. Wouldn't that be a trip if it was 14? It, of course, is not. but good luck. I just rolled the die. You guys know the deal. Chris says, I was trying to set my clock back to 1775 when the nation still had some balls. Unfortunately, clocks don't work like that, Chris. Sorry. Mark Robichaud says, you hold me hostage with good content. Ha! That's right. That's what I like to do. All right, I got all these numbers rolling in. Good luck. Have fun, everybody. I'm seeing some people saying 42. It's 1 through 20. I mean, I don't understand why you're guessing 42. There it is. Elizabeth, congratulations. 17. It was 17. All right. Mark says, Ian also loves graphene. Yes, he does. Very much so. Arcadian Twilight says, they replaced Crispus attacks with George Floyd, replaced Frederick Douglass with Kimberly Crenshaw. The low bar for martyrs and intellectuals is sickening. Gosh, that is a painful truth right there.
It's true. I've seen people tell Cardi B to run for office, and I have never been so confused in my life.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious.
Dude, she used to drug guys and rob them. Like, I don't understand.
Oh,
like,
she's super degenerate. But even outside of being a degenerate, she's top five most ignorant people I've ever heard speak. Like, in my life.
My goodness. Yeah, good luck with that. Jeez. Dent Crow says, do you guys have an opinion on high-speed lewd entertainment? John Doyle did a two-hour video proving its harmful effects, sources cited, and quitting it has helped me tremendously. High-speed, so like online porn, is that what you're asking?
What is that?
Porn, online porn? I'm assuming that's what high-speed lewd entertainment is. Or OnlyFans, is that? I'm not really sure exactly what you're asking.
What's the question about it, if it's porn?
Do you guys have an opinion on it? And then saying John Doyle did a two-hour video proving its harmful effects and quitting it has helped Dent Crow. Well, I think you've proved it to yourself. You know, quitting it is ideal. A lot of people live on the internet, and I think that's a huge issue.
Y'all know my opinion on porn, so I ain't even got to say it.
Well, I'm assuming you're against it.
Oh, against it to the I'm sort of far right and I'm sort of extreme, so I've like cancel porn, period.
Yeah. All right. Well, but isn't that kind of against your whole censorship thing? Like, let everything be.
No, because the problem with porn sites is literally a 12-year-old can get on it.
Yeah, that's messed up.
You know what I'm saying? So
who can get on and watch it?
And get on and watch it, download it, and it's like there's nothing stopping that from happening. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, if somebody was in the middle of that downtown having intercourse with each other, you're gonna think that's pretty weird. You know what I'm saying? So unless you can find a way to keep it away from kids and only have it to adults, but I don't think that's possible because it's 2021 and there's nothing you can hide from anybody on the internet. And this is not nothing regular. This is like kids, like you know, women are having their periods earlier and earlier now, like young girls. And it's because when they even on TV and Cardi B, people like that, when you start being exposed to that type of stuff, then that affects your actual body, which is why women are having their periods earlier. And that is it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy what we're doing to our children.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So that's a good point. Yeah. I mean, young kids are being, they know about it. They're looking it up, and they can look it up. There's no filter for them, right?
No filter.
I mean, it boils down to the parenting, though, really. You know, it's like coming down to who, you know, teaching them. But they're still going to do it no matter what. It's still going to be there. I feel like that's a long conversation we could have. Let's just keep it going. Vash says, I passed a Prius with a BLM sticker on it, and it was a Bernie Sanders-looking MF-er driving it.
Not surprised.
Everyone wants to virtue signal. Mark says, I enjoy D&D on Saturdays. The Sentinel feat is nice. Okay. Mark Robershaw says, does black magic use black magic on dice rolls? Maybe. I know black magic has won a few times. Nuclear in chat has won a few times. Elizabeth has won a few times. She won earlier, and black magic won earlier. I don't understand how they do it, but who knows? And Mark again says the earlier periods is because of chemicals in the food supply. I remember a study about that.
That is also part of it, but it is also to what they're exposed to. Like literally what you see.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, well, everyone, thank you all for hanging out with us tonight. Look, please go support Bryson. All of his stuff is in the description below. I'm sure he's going to be twitching later.
Yes, sir, of course.
Twitching all the time. And I'll be twitching later with my boy Fernk. I don't know what we're going to be playing today, but it'll be fun. So, Bryson, thanks for joining, man. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Of course. It was fun per usual, man. Yeah. Next time I got to pull up. Oh, you do it in person, though.
Yeah, last time. You actually, he pulled up and he was like, yo, this is hot. Let me film something real quick. And I was like, all right. You want to, that skate ramp is gone, too. We moved it. We moved it into the garage. We made a big skate park. But he filmed a video. He showed up. He's like, yo, I got to film this this music video I'm about to do. Let's do this real quick. And he went and shot a music video outside and then came inside, did the episode.
Yeah, that video has like 400,000 views on YouTube.
Nice.
Yeah, the music video. Yeah.
It's only because you had a dope skater behind you.
Yes, sir. I agree.
Sorry, man. Sorry to burst your bubble. It's just because of me.
Facts.
Well, thank you, Bryson. And thank you, everybody. I will see you all tomorrow or later tonight on my Twitch stream if you do join up. But either way, have a good night.
please smash the like button. For Adamcast IRL, coming to you live every night, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.